Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty with you today from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. We're glad you're on board. Opening segment of our show every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Today, no exception. Still a great place to take your family for dinner any day you like. Great place to cater your next event, your next tailgate, whatever you have in mind. Dickey's does a fabulous job of catering, and we would encourage you to check them out. Also want to remind you, you can hear the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, as you know, on Apple, Audible, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. However you join us every day, we're glad to have you on board. Men's basketball wins a close game last night. Exciting. The women are on the floor tonight. We'll be talking to Brekayla Gray, one of the Lady Eagles, a little later in the show, and of course, recapping last night's exciting win. A one-point win last night over Arkansas State. But first, we want to kick off the show today with our head baseball coach, Christian Ostrander. We're now less than 30 days away from the opening of Southern Miss Baseball. That puts a smile, of course, on everyone's face. Coach, thanks for getting on the show with us today. Really appreciate it.
As always, I appreciate you guys having me.
All right, Coach, so you're named head coach right after the Super Regional, and undoubtedly you had plans and you had ideas of what you wanted to accomplish during the off season. And now that that's winding down, were you able to accomplish what you wanted to during the off season?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think it's always a work in progress. You know, I mean, where we're at right now is a lot further along than we were, you know, back in the fall when we started. And I hope where we're at, you know, 3 months from now is a lot further along and stuff. But no, it was a good fall. You know, just kind of getting out there. We had a lot of new faces. Obviously we all know that. And, you know, getting to learn these young men and, you know, and their temperament and, you know, and so forth, and building those relationships. Plus, you know, just putting everything in, you know, and now we're in a phase, and we got back on the field yesterday and you know, starting it up. Now it's a lot of review and reps. You know, it's just trying to prepare as much as we can and get as many game reps as we can before, you know, February 16th gets here.
Coach, what does this mean to you? I mean, you've had a great baseball coaching career, and now you take over one of the, I think, top 20 programs in the country. Personally, what does this mean to you, Coach?
Oh, well, it means the world to me. You know, I'm extremely grateful and humbled and, you know, excited about this. You know, it's what I, you know, what you want. I mean, you work your tail off and you look up. It took 20 something years to get to this point, and but that's, you know, that's God's plan, and you know, and stuff. You just gotta, you know, work hard, put your foot, you know, forward every day, and hopefully good things happen. But you know, I couldn't be more excited to, you know, to be leading this program. It means the world to me. You know, Coach Barry means the world to me, and for him to, you know, feel like that was a good successor for him, man. That meant everything, as well as, you know, our administration and so forth. So, you know, I know it's, you know, big shoes to fill, and but it's kind of, you know, that's what I want. And so I'm excited to be attacking this.
The expectations, of course, are enormously high around here. Great love for the baseball program. I'm telling you things you already know. But do the expectations bring added pressure, or do you want that? Do you want that expectation every year?
You know, I like that. I do. I mean, you know, I think there's, you know, you can look at it several ways. You go to a place, or when you get your opportunity as a head coach, one, that you're just you're trying to create something, or are you trying to continue something? And to me, it's the latter. I mean, being able to step in at a, you know, at a remarkable program with that's had so much success and tradition. I mean, you know, at the point I'm at in my career, that's what I want. You know, I think that's the what everybody tries to get to. So again, I do not take it for granted at all. And I know that you know, there's a lot of expectations and a lot of responsibility that falls on me and my staff and these players. And but that's every year and stuff. So I embrace the bullseye on the chest. You know, I like it. That's kind of how I'm wound. And you know, nobody's going to be a tougher critic on myself than me. And you know, so I'm ready to, you know, take on whatever we got ahead of us, and you know, and lead these young men.
And Coach, I do know that one thing that's different about college baseball is the coaches are much more involved in setting up the schedules than in other sports. If I'm wrong about that, feel free, obviously, to correct me. But with that in mind, and I was kind of kidding with you off air, we open against Marist, and then we have a good Missouri State program coming in here as well in the first month. But I look to the second month, Coach, and you're playing three games against Indiana State. That's a super regional team. Three games at Louisiana Tech, Alabama, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and three games against Georgia Southern. There's no easy weekend anytime soon. Fair to say?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, college baseball, you got to earn everything. And, you know, we play good opponents. We've been doing that for years, and that'll continue. And if you're successful and you put the wins together with those type schedules, then you like where you're at the end. I mean, you're in the conversation and the mix to have postseason baseball at your place. So, you know, we're not going to waver from that. We're going to keep, you know, pushing that envelope and, you know, and putting a really good schedule out there the best we can.
Now, Coach, I look at those games, and the Missouri State, I think it's fair to say, is a good program. You've got Coastal Carolina, another super regional team coming to the Pete, Indiana State at the Pete, Alabama at the Pete, Ole Miss at the Pete, Georgia Southern. We could go down the list. But, you know, I'm looking over this schedule. I don't know that I've ever seen what I would consider a tougher schedule. And you've always played good ones, but – man, you got some big time baseball going to take place right here in Hattiesburg this year.
Yeah, it should be fun. It should create, you know, a great atmosphere. Obviously, it always is here at the Pete. But you know, and our guys, you know it. They hear it from us. They've been hearing it from us. But you got to go out and play well. You know, you got to do a lot of things right to win a college baseball game. And you know, with this schedule and these opponents, you know, that gets magnified even more. So it's what it's all about. It prepares you for, you know, the end. It prepares you for, you know, hopefully playing for championships, whether it's conference championship or regional championship or whatever it is. I mean, you know, that's, you know, you want to get your oil checked and it just makes you better. You know, it makes you, competition makes you better. So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, there's no question about that. I think in college baseball, it all starts with pitching. And obviously I don't need to go over your splendid resume about pitching, but all indications I get, and these are mostly from fans, of course, but you're looking to have an exceptional pitching staff this year. Is that fair to say? I have to believe you're very confident in the kids that you'll be starting and not only bringing out of the bullpen.
You know, I always say it this way. I'm cautiously optimistic, and always am, and a very, very tough critic on my pitchers, and this group's no exception. But I've also been doing it, you know, enough to kind of know what the ingredients kind of look like to be able to put out a solid staff with some depth. And I think it's all there. I really do. I mean, now they got to go earn it. They got to prove it. They've got to perform and do all those things. But from the bodies and the pieces, you know, whether the front end, the middle, the back end, I think they're all there. And it's just up to us to really kind of figure out that, you know, the code, you know, of where do they go? Where does this guy fit? How, you know, what's the best way to use them? I think that's the biggest challenge of a coach, a pitching coach or head coach or whatever, is to, you know where you can put guys to give them a chance to be the most successful. And so, you know, that takes some time. I felt like last year it took a little longer, you know, than I like. 2 years ago, I felt like that kind of fell into place a little quicker. and so forth. So, you know, we'll see. There's always how you think it is. It doesn't always end up that way. So there will be surprises and things as we go. So that's what's fun about it, though, just kind of watching this thing unfold.
Well, from a talent standpoint, talent on paper standpoint, how do you assess this staff with some of your previous excellent baseball staffs, pitching staff?
I'll put it up there. I'll put it up there. You know, I look back to the 21 staff, the 22 staff. I thought those were really good last year. We ended up putting a really good year together, and you know, even though it maybe took a different route, you know, and some things kind of fell into place. We didn't have quite as much depth last year as I think we do now, or like we did in 22 or 21. But, you know, but again, it's up to these guys to go out there and do what they are capable of doing, what their potential is. That you know, dangerous word of potential. I think the potential is there, you know, for these guys to be a handful, to keep us in a lot of ball games and be able to do it in different ways. So, again, like I said earlier, I'm cautiously optimistic. We got to go earn it and do it. And on paper's paper, but I do like what the paper says right now, to be honest with you.
Coach Christian Ostrander on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're going to continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Lots of new faces, a number of great returning faces, the transfer portal. There's so many things to talk about in college baseball today, and we'll continue that conversation with Coach Oz right after this.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net is filled with Southern Miss baseball apparel. Miss Kathleen loves the baseball program like we do. There'll never be a shortage of baseball apparel at Campus Bookmart. You can shop there 7 days a week. You can also go online, shop them at campusbookmart.net. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest vehicles on the road today. And coming soon, very soon, the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty with you on a Thursday afternoon, talking with head baseball coach Christian Ostrander. Okay, Coach, you kind of set off the interview by saying there are a lot of new faces. There are faces, obviously, that we're all used to seeing. But can you kind of touch on some of the new kids that you think fans will be seeing a lot of and you have high expectations for?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you hate to leave anybody out because our expectations are high for all of them. But, you know, from a positional player standpoint, you know, we brought in a young man, Gabe Broadus, from Pearl River that really had a good fall for us, showed us a lot that I think has kind of really, you know, solidified himself of, you know, looking at him at third base and played well and there and has done a good job and you know brings a lot of things you know to the field, you know, whether it's defensively or offensively as well. Second base, you have Nolan Tucker, transfer from Valparaiso. That man, what a fine young man and you know fits in perfectly. Great kid, and you know we feel good about his opportunity there. And Eli Collins, you know, from East Central Community College, you know, was a Northeast Jones high school grad that Eli is bringing a lot of competition there as well and depth at that position. And at shortstop, you know, Ozzie Pratt transfer, you know, portal transfer from BYU, who's played the last two seasons there and gotten his feet wet in the Division I baseball. Had a great fall as well as a true freshman, Seth Smith, that I think is going to be a tremendous player here. So, you got competition, at, you know, with all of them. Somebody's going to be in that starting lineup, you know, day one, but there's somebody behind them that can really push them too. So, you know, in the outfield, you know, you got your familiar faces with, you know, Pato, you know, being back and Wilkes. And then Monum Stair is made a transition from the infield to the outfield, and that looks really right, along with transfer from Meridian, Dalton McIntyre, who can really, really defend it and run and and it's really opened my eyes a lot, you know, this fall. And another transfer, Billy Butler from Rhode Island, that he's going to compete for some playing time out there as well. Big, strong, right-handed hitter with some pop. And Davis Gillespie, who was a redshirt last year, been doing more infield play for us all last year. We've kind of transitioned him some to the outfield. Big bat, big, strong, physical, right-handed hitter that can really put a charge in it. And, you know, so he's out, you know, as we speak, getting reps in that outfield. And, you know, so there's some good competition there as well, you know, at that spot. And then at first base, you got two guys that were both here last year. Matthew Russo, who had some playing time here, and Braden Luke, who transferred with us last Christmas from Ole Miss. And both of those guys, man, are really making it hard on me because both of them did really well this fall. You know, so I'm looking for one of them to kind of separate themselves a little bit. And, you know, we got about a month to try to figure that out. And as the season progresses, you know, we'll see, you know, there can be some platooning there, stuff like that. And, you know, behind the plate, you got Graham Crawford is back with us, and Tucker Stopman. Tucker Stopman was a catcher with us last year. It was a red shirt. And then other than that, they're all new guys, and two of them are true freshmen. Lawson Odom, Jacob Keys, and a JUCO transfer in Gray Bain. So wide open, you know, look forward to watching that competition to progress and see who, you know, kind of screams at us as, hey, I need to be your guy, and or which two or which three. You know, show that. So, you know, that's kind of running down position player, you know, aspect of it with the depth. And then on the mound, we've got really good pieces back and really good pieces that we've added. Some young freshman arms that I'm really excited about, and some transfers from, you know, JUCO guys that are excited to see what they do, as well as some guys that might have either pitched a little bit last year or not a whole lot, you know, making their jump and getting ready to go. So, again, a lot of competition across the board, in my opinion.
Let me ask you about one pitcher in particular, and that's J.B. Middleton, I think, from Yazoo City. When he was on the mound, I know he got injured last year, but, Coach, he was at times electric. And, I mean, he was lighting up the gun and looked like he had just – tremendous velocity. Has he recovered from his injury, and would you expect him to play a big role on the team?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he went off and, you know, he broke his foot last year, freak accident, just doing some warm-ups. And so it kind of sidelined him and didn't get him as much opportunity towards the end. Got healthy, sent him off to the Cape this past summer, and was a closer for, Hyannis Harbor Hawks and the Cape last summer, and had a really good summer. And he came back just a little bit more confident, a little bit more, you know, it's like, okay, I like what his eyes look like right now. And he had a good fall, and he's got big stuff. I mean, he's up to 98 miles an hour and has some secondary pitches to go with it. So, you know, I'm excited to see. I've told him, he knows, hey, it's your time, man. You know, go do it, go embrace it, and, you know, compete. But, you know, we have a couple other guys that can, you know, give him competition for some of that back end role too, that I'm really, really excited about. So, but JB, yeah, we are expecting big things out of him.
Will your closer unbutton his shirt and look as dramatic and mean as Storm did on the mound last year?
I don't know. We could see. We got a couple of guys that have a little bit of personality. That you know, Landon Payne, he looks like a lumberjack man. He's got a full beard, looks like he's 40 years old, and he's got a great identity and stuff. And so, you know, we got a few cool personalities out there. That, but yeah, I'd love to see somebody, you know, turn into what old Storm did for us last year.
He was just magnificent, wasn't he, Coach? He was untouchable at the end of the year.
It all came together, man, and when the mentality matched the physical part, everything shot up, and I think he would tell you that, and that's when stuff got better, strike percentage got better, and it became dominant. So that's what we work hard to strive to get to, and you know, and hopefully there'll be other guys that comes together this year for him.
I'll tell you exactly what he told me last year. He told me that you taught him that everybody there had the physical ability or they wouldn't be there. But what separated the great pitchers and the average pitchers is who could master the mental part of baseball. Is that accurate, Coach?
100%. You know, that's the message I strive to teach and pass along to pitchers, hitters, all of them, you know, and stuff. The mind's a powerful thing. And how you perceive something and your perception, that's reality. So you decide, on how much you trust, believe, and how much, how much focus you put on these things. And, and I tell them, you got to get to a point where you're screaming at yourself inside, demanding certain things. And if you do that, then you're gonna like where you're at. So it's a constant process of, really challenging these young men, mentally to understand they can do a lot more than they think they can.
And, you mentioned a couple of kids that are going to be important that came to you from the portal, and it just seems like that this program manages the portal very well. As I look at the transfer portal from last year, you gained a lot more than you lost. What is the secret there? Is it building a culture that kids maybe don't want to leave?
I think so. I think, our tremendous fan base and the support that's given to this program and stuff creates an environment that these guys love, and it's so special. And now we got to do our part. We got to be successful. We got to go out there and play good baseball and keep winning stuff. But when you do that and you have the attendance, you have the atmosphere, you have all these ingredients and stuff. I mean, these guys are just they have a great experience and they become emotionally attached to this place. And I think we're in a point. If we do our job, if I do my job of really investing in these young men and building these relationships and stuff, that all you fans do a great job of investing in them. So it makes it hard where they don't want to leave for the most part. And and that's what we're striving to do. We don't want to be a team relying on the portal. We're not. I don't believe in that. I don't think it's sustainable. We want to get good young men in here, get good young talent, and help them grow and develop and be a part of this great culture and atmosphere that we have.
All right, Coach, about 30 seconds left. Is there any message you want to get out to the fan base as they all anxiously await the 16th of next month?
Just come do what you've been doing. Come and support these young men. They're going to play the game right. They're going to play it hard. It's not going to be perfect. There's going to be ups and downs. There always is in a long college baseball season. And they're going to be prepared and ready to go. And they know what it means to put those pinstripes on that Friday night and play in front of this crowd and this place. And like I told them, we have a tremendous responsibility because of that. And it's like putting on a superhero cape. And so come and do what we've always done and support us. And I can't wait to see everybody packing the Pete here in about a month.
There we go. Well, we're happy to say that Coach Oz is going to be joining us every Monday once the season gets underway, and we'll analyze the weekend's activities and look ahead. Coach, we look forward to that. We're so glad that you've taken over the program, and I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you all for having me.
Coach Christian Ostrander, everybody, head baseball coach at Southern Miss. Oh, man, are the expectations ever high. Great basketball game last night. There's another one tonight at Reed Green. We're going to talk about all of that when the Super Talk Eagle Hour rolls right along.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, our thanks to Coach Oz for joining us. And as I mentioned earlier, he'll be on the show every Monday starting the weekend of the opening series against Marist. He'll join us every Monday for the first half hour of the show, just like his predecessor Scott Berry did. And just like we enjoyed our conversations with Scott, we're sure looking forward to visiting with the Wizard of Oz every Monday, and we know the baseball program is in fantastic shape. What a basketball game last night at Reed Green Coliseum. The Golden Eagles hang on, despite not being at full force, to beat a good Arkansas State team 69-66. They overcame 14 three-point shots. They were raining three-point shots last night, were the Red Wolves, but in the end, it wasn't enough. The Golden Eagles were down as many as 9 points in the second half, but bounced back, got the one-point lead, and with 7 seconds left in the game, Arkansas State was going to bring it back into play at the baseline, 1 point down. Southern Miss defense crowded the guy with the ball, caused him to miss the shot, and the Golden Eagles go on to get a big 69-66 win over Arkansas State. Big night for Victor Owaku, who had 10 points and 10 rebounds and 6 blocks. The 6 blocks was his career best, but his most noteworthy moment was a high-arching three-pointer with 4 minutes 26 seconds left that broke open a tied game and gave the Golden Eagles a lead that they were able to hang on to. Austin Crowley matched a season high. He had 25 points. Southern Miss had 50 rebounds last night for the third time. And my man Mo Arnold, 11 rebounds, 9 rebounds in the second half. Great night for Mo Arnold. And you may not be aware of this, but the Golden Eagles are now 12-0 in Sun Belt games played at Reed Green Coliseum. It's too bad we can't just play the rest of the schedule there, but I don't think the other teams are going to go for that. So, good win last night. The basketball back on the floor tonight. The ladies are in action. They host a 9-6 Georgia State team. The Lady Eagles are 8-7, 1-4 in the league. Georgia State 9-6, 3-2 in the league. And then it'll be a very unusual day Saturday. You're going to have a 12 o'clock ladies game immediately followed by a men's game. That's all coming Saturday. But first things first, good basketball game tonight between the Lady Eagles and Georgia State. That tips off at 6 o'clock. One of the kids that undoubtedly will play a big role in the game tonight is Berkayla Gray. She's a young junior from Laurel who missed last year because of some illness, but fortunately that's all been cleared up. She's back in action. Had a chance to visit with Berkayla last week after practice, and here's our conversation. Okay, Berkayla Gay on the Super Talk Eagle Hour, a Wes Jones product, a Mustang, local young lady. Must feel good to play Division I basketball this close to home.
Oh, yes, sir, it does. Being close to home, my family get to come, friends, and it's just super supportive, and I love the atmosphere, having them around.
All right, I want to go over your history here. You correct me if I make any mistakes, but 2021, you played in 18 games, 21-22, 28 games, second leading rebounder on the team. And then last year you get hit with an illness that caused you to miss the whole year.
Yes, sir.
How hard was that for you?
Oh, it was really hard. You know, sitting out, not being able to get out there and, you know, contribute and help my team out was very hard on me. But as I sat and watched them play, I learned a lot, and I'm so thankful to be back now.
Yeah, are you feeling good and healthy again?
Yes, sir. All the way healthy.
Good. All right, so what is it that you bring to the floor? What is it you want to bring to the floor whenever you enter a game?
Well, I know that I can always give 100% effort and hustle. So with that, defense is my main thing, rebounding, boxing out, getting putbacks, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach McNellis is not real big on defense, is she?
Well, she actually is. Yes, that's the number one thing. She don't play when it comes to defense.
Right. Has she shown any signs of taking it easy on you ladies this year?
Oh, no, sir. Not at all. She set the goal for us, set the stage, and she mean business when it comes to that.
Yeah. Well, of course, we're all aware of her challenge that she's facing. How has that affected you personally, and how do you think it affects the other kids on the team?
With her sickness, I mean, I think it motivates us more to want to win for her, you know. It's not just about us individually. It's about all of us together. So with that happening, it's motivated us even more.
Right. All right, Wes Jones, not far from here. So was there ever any doubt that you wanted to come here? What led you to become a Lady Eagle?
Oh, what led me to come here was the atmosphere, the family that they have here. They make you feel welcome. They support you, and they want the best for you no matter what.
And that's important to you?
Yes, sir.
Right. All right. Goals for your goals for the rest of the year, and as you ladies talk, what are the goals that you guys are setting as a team?
Right now, the goal right now is to, get better on defense, stop the threes, box out, and get back to playing like we was before. So our big thing is defense and rebounding. And, so we got to get back doing that, and then we'll start getting back on the road.
All right, so you come into the season as the defending co-champions of the league. So you kind of got a target on your back, and everybody, I'm guessing, is really giving you their best shot.
Yes, sir.
You like that?
I like it. It's a big challenge that we have to take and face. And as soon as we get over this slump, we'll be rocking and rolling.
There we go. All right. Difference in high school basketball and Division I basketball is what?
The speed of the game. You really have to lock in and pay attention so you can limit turnovers and mess-ups, because it's going so fast, you don't have time to make a mistake, or it's going to lead into something bigger. So knowing the plays will really help with that. So,
yeah. Well, you're a big part of the team. Scale of 1 to 10, how much fun are you having as a Division I college basketball player?
A 10. And, you know, I love my teammates. You know, it ain't just picture perfect, but, you know, you're going to have some good days and you're going to have some bad days, but the good always outweigh the bad. So,
well, that's a wonderful attitude we could all benefit from. Well, best of luck to you. Thank you for becoming a Lady Eagle, and we look forward to watching you young ladies win a lot of ball games.
Thank you so much.
Rekayla Gray from the Southern Miss Lady Eagle basketball team. They get ready tonight to take on Georgia State. Georgia State averaging 72 points a game. They've got three players that are averaging double points from the floor, I guess is what I'm trying to say. 10 or more points is we would say it back where I came from. Three players that can really put it up, really score. It will be a big challenge tonight for the Lady Eagles. And then at noon on Saturday, they'll be back on the floor. They'll be taking on Louisiana Monroe. So as that game kicks off tonight, here are the standings in the Women's League, Sunbelt Basketball League. Marshall atop of the league. They're 11-5, 5-0 in conference play. Old Dominion second, 12-3, 4-1 in the league. James Madison 12-5, 4-1 in the league. And I believe the Lady Eagles have played all three. Troy is 7-8. They're 4-1 in league play. Georgia Southern 13-4, 3-2 in league play. Monroe is 11-5. They're a pretty good team, 3-2. Georgia State, team we're playing tonight, 9-6, 3-2 in the league. They come in with a one-game winning streak. Arkansas State, 9-7, 3-3. App State, 8-8, 2-3. Louisiana, 6-8, 2-3. Texas State is 10-7, but 1-4 in the league. The Lady Eagles are 8-7, 1-4 in the league. Coastal Carolina is 7-11, 1-4 of the league. And South Alabama is 7-11. They are 0-6 in the league. In fact, they have lost 8 straight basketball games. So that's how it shapes out. Good game tonight. We hope that there'll be a good crowd. These young women just play so hard. And if you haven't been to a Lady Eagle basketball game, a Division I college basketball game, women's basketball, you just don't know what you're missing. I mean, it doesn't get any more competitive. These girls really go after it from the opening tip to the last game and the last moment of the game. And we hope that there'll be a nice crowd there tonight to support them. Remember, big doubleheader Saturday. Man, that is really unusual. The women will play at 12 o'clock. The men will play immediately after that. I think they did that one time last year, but it is really unusual. So if you want a great full day of basketball, that'll be this Saturday. But before that, tonight, 6 o'clock, Southern Miss Lady Eagles taking on Georgia State. And we hope that we will see a lot of you there. Hey, I want to remind you about Town & Country Cleaners. They're only Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners. They're family-owned, family-operated. They've been that way since 1983. They offer services like steam pressing, shirt laundry, bulky bedding, minor alterations, and, of course, dry cleaning. You can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location. They're right across the street from USM on Hardy Street. Have been there a long time. Or you can call Town & Country Cleaners at 601-264-4920. However you decide to contact them, do all your dry cleaning at Town & Country Cleaners in Hattiesburg. Last segment of the Eagle Hour is next. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour. This last segment sponsored by D-Bat down on Hardy Street, where Luke Reynolds now runs the place. So where better to take your child for baseball or softball training than D-Bat and let Luke Reynolds get involved? And that's a win-win. They're on Hardy Street, of course, state-of-the-art facility. Also want to thank Mobay Beignet Company for the great beignets. They serve the Pine Belt and for their sponsorship of our show. It's a wonderful place in this cool weather. Go get yourself some hot beignets and a hot coffee, and it'll make the day a lot better. On the show tomorrow, Lee Roberts, who is doing the ESPN Plus play-by-play of our home basketball games. He's going to analyze what happened last night and then in the game tonight, and look forward to the Saturday doubleheader. But right now, I got my dear friend and one of my very best baseball expert buddies, Al Holder from Brandon, Mississippi, and nobody follows this baseball program any closer than he does. Al, Coach Oz, I guess you'll get to hear the show on the podcast later, but Coach Oz on the show the first half hour, really upbeat, cautiously optimistic is the term that Coach always uses. But from everything I see and hear, this is a talent-loaded baseball team. The last 2 years have been remarkable. Regional championships, won conference tournament championship, hosted two super regionals. So the expectations are at an all-time high. Is it realistic to think that the program could match the last 2 years again this season?
Absolutely. All the ingredients are there. We have quality players. We have quality coaching. We have a great fan base. The place is. The expectations are always there. I think that everything is ready. It looks to me like we've got a terrific lineup and with some solid players in backup situations. And I think we're in good shape. The one thing that you got to remember is that for the last few years we've had shut down Friday night pitching with Sandlin and Hall, and so it's whoever's going to do that has got to come out and prove that he can be the man and start us off with the opportunity to win two out of three every weekend. And I'm trying to think about who that might be, and I'm wondering if it's not that Maza kid. I'm not sure who Oz has in mind and who will come out, but it's got to be somebody that steps up and makes it happen on Friday night.
Yeah, no question. I really thought about that, but my gosh, Nick Sandlin and Tanner Hall, your Friday night pitchers, it doesn't get a lot better than that, Al.
No, not in college baseball it doesn't. No. You were looking at two of the best, for sure. Yeah,
I know you study the game very closely. He was here in the studio with us a couple of days ago, is the kid Dick Monastery. He's from up in your part of the country. I got to move to center field, really excited, expressed to us he was really, really happy about that move, that he's really happy here, that there nobody needed to be concerned about him leaving and going anywhere else, and I think he was sincere about that. Put in perspective what a unique talent this kid shows that he can be, Al.
Well, he's done it everywhere. It's he's just special because, well, he has great agility. He's fast. He's got a light. He's got a great bat. His attitude is good. Of course, he's been healthy, so I think he's never surprised me. I mean, I've followed his baseball career up here, and he is beloved for sure. And just a special kid and a fine baseball player with a great future ahead of him.
It comes from a really good Southern Miss-based family, too, doesn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That contributes to the love he expresses for the place.
Oh, yeah. That's the kind of thing that we have in baseball that we need, because it's what fuels our program, is the attitude of our current players. The kids that come behind them, everybody kind of falls in place, and it seems to me that most of the kids that we have recruited and put on the field over the last about 30 years has just been these, all these kids are just first quality, good students, good baseball players. They all have good attitudes and have been a real joy to watch while they're there. And even afterwards, they've got some great stories even after they graduated and all.
Hey, real quickly, about 30 seconds left, let me run down the March schedule for you. Three games against Indiana State, three at Louisiana Tech, three games against Georgia Southern, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Alabama. That suits you? That good enough for you in March?
Why not? I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, you know what's the best part, Al? We're up to beating anybody that I just named to you. We can compete with any of them.
That could be a clean sweep there, couldn't it?
It could be. Well, look, my friend, we're getting a little optimistic, but hey, always good hearing from you. I thank you for coming on at the last minute, and I'll look forward to seeing you real soon, my friend.
Take good care of yourself, Bob.
All right, buddy. Al Holder, everybody. One of my very best friends, I'm happy to say, and just a great Southern Miss guy. Lee Roberts on the show tomorrow. Patrick Irby from Anatomies. I'll try to find another surprise or two for you as well. Good luck to the Lady Eagles tonight. Thank you for listening to the show, Southern Miss to the Top. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.